Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply fire. Fire. There is probably no more misunderstood or appreciated element on the planet than fire. We're all fascinated by fire, and I'm sure at some point in your life you've played with fire, you've started a fire, and you were assisting in the process of putting a fire out. We know the damage that a fire can do. However, we use fire to categorize that inner desire to be better than ever before. Business leaders that can keep their internal fire burning are the ones that are going to excel and advance. How would you rate your fire? That burning drive on the inside of you to make everything you touch magnificent, better than it ever was before. That desire on the inside that burns and you can't stop it. It makes you work when you don't even feel like it. It makes you do things that you don't even expect to do because of fires burning on the inside. My friends, I like to encourage you or either submit to you that the fire concept is a skill that can be mastered. You can grow a fire on the inside by a few simple steps. The FIRE acronym will outline those 4 steps today that show us how to make sure that no matter what happens in our lives, that fire on the inside still burns bright as it pertains to business. That F in our FIRE acronym reminds us of the importance of fellowships. Yes, my friends and neighbors, fellowships. Some people may call them friendships. Some will call them business associates. Some call them partners. I call them fellowships, my friends, because the best relationships you can ever have are those that create friction and not fraction. You see, fraction divides, but friction encourages. Friction holds accountable. Have you ever heard the scripture, iron sharpens iron? Who's pushing you? You see, in order to start a fire, you need friction. You need 2 sticks, for example, to rub together. You need some flint and stone to rub against one another. There is something that you need that causes friction in order for fire to blaze. And in business, you need a person, an individual that will help grow your friction, that will hold you accountable, that will say to you the things that need to be said, that will keep that fire burning. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the old school matchboxes. You see, matches used to come in a box, and you take one match out the box, and then you'd strike the match or scrape it against the side of the box, and then a fire would start. You couldn't scrape it against a lot of other things to start a fire, but if you scraped it on the side of the box, it would create a friction enough to start a fire. And without those 2 things, you've just got a stick and you've got a box. When you make the friction, you've got something fascinating. Who is the person that is rubbing against you to make sure you succeed? Athletes have trainers, other individuals have coaches, even professionals now have life coaches. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to carefully evaluate your friendships to determine whether they are pushing you or petting you. See, if they're pushing you, that means that every day you're around them, you're getting better. If they're petting you, they're just making you feel good about everything you do. They're complimenting you on everything you say. They're in your corner, but they're really not taking care of you and getting a fire started. That's the way fire goes out. That I in our FIRE acronym reminds us of the importance of inspiration. The word inspiration literally means to breathe into. You see, fire will not exist in the absence of oxygen. You see, just the right amount of oxygen will fan the flame, as it were. And that flame being fanned causes the fire to grow and grow and grow. By the same token, someone needs to pour into you, to breathe into you. This is not necessarily your friend. This can be what you read in a book, what you study on your own. This can be the podcast you're listening to right now. It can be the courses with Success Training Institute that give you enough inspiration to continue to move forward. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that inspiration is what you need. And I would challenge to ask the question, who's inspiring you? When was your last heavy dose of information? And I encourage you to make sure that you're spreading or breathing into other people with the words that we speak. We can inspire with our words. We can inspire with our actions. We can inspire by our body language. We can inspire by the smiles on our faces. We can inspire by the encouraging words that we use. Oh, you're inspiring someone today, my friends and neighbors. Can you count the number of people that you've inspired this past week alone? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, not only to allow someone to breathe on your fire by way of receiving inspiration, but be that source of fanning the flame for somebody else. That R in our FIRE acronym reminds us that fire spreads rapidly. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if you want to keep that fire burning on the inside of you, I challenge you to never procrastinate, to never hesitate, but to adopt the characteristics of a fire. You see, fire spreads quickly. In fact, if you ever strike a match and you hold it for too long, that fire will go so fast it'll burn your finger. There are wildfires that take place all over the country right now. In California, for example, those wildfires spread so rapidly, they can consume more than 3 acres per second. That's 3 football fields per second. My friends, that's fast. That's rapid. And if you think about it, we've got to be as fast. Keep your fire burning by moving as quickly as you can. Rapid response to emails, rapid phone calls that you're making, rapidly following up and communicating, doing things fast is maintaining that fire. Never letting the grass grow under your feet, as the old people used to say, but continuing to push forward and doing it quickly in every assignment that you've got. If there's a presentation to make, do it quickly. If there's a phone call to return, be fast about it. Always say, do it before something comes up, because something will always come up. That last but not least in our FIRE acronym reminds us that fire is extraordinary. Yes, my friends and neighbors, fire is unique. It's exceptional. It's one of a kind. What in the world can we compare fire to? There's nothing else like it. It's the most unique element on the planet. And when you see fire, you recognize it right away. It creates smoke, and you can see the smoke and know that there's fire somewhere around. In fact, they've got a term that they use today. When a person looks good or something is great, they'll say that's fire, because that's so extraordinary that there's nothing else like it. Are you conducting your business in such a way that it's extraordinary and there's nothing else like it? Nobody else can compare to it. Nobody else can relate to it or find a comparable equal. Why? Because it's fire, my friends and neighbors. You're doing the things that make you great. I challenge you, my friends, to continue to grow in that fire component. And I hope you enjoyed this training session today. If you did, let me make you one guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.